There's been a surge recently in mortgage holders switching lenders. To find out why, we're joined by the CEO of Doddle.ie, Martina Hennessy. Good morning, Martina.
Morning.
The trend is contained in your latest Irish independent Doddle.ie mortgage switching index. So who is switching and why are they doing it?
Well, there's been a huge decrease in rates over the last quarter. So we've seen rates from most of the pillar lenders drop by almost an over 1%. So this has meant that mortgage holders who are sitting tight on variable rates or are coming to the end of fixed rates are now looking to switch. So there's 24% year-on-year increase in mortgage switching activity approvals in June. So in anticipation of the ECB drop in June, the four main lenders dropped their rates. And this has meant that there's now really strong rates available for those, in particular with green rates, but also those with lower loan-to-values. Rates now start from 3.6%, but they go right up to 6.9%. So there's a big disparity in rates across the market, but there's a huge possibility for savings for mortgage holders who do review their rates and switch.
The central bank has signalled that it is on a rate-cutting trajectory, but that doesn't mean financial institutions have to pass that on to customers immediately. So to what extent do mortgage holders have to look around then?
It's so important to look around. So tracker mortgage holders will automatically see a rate decrease based on because their rate is linked to the ECB. However, the bank lenders in Ireland who are offering variable rates and non-tracker rates or variable and fixed rates, their rate and their funding models are based on their own costs. So really, while it's correlated or it's aligned, there's not going to be a direct drop in rates just because of an expected ECB rate decrease, perhaps in September again. So we saw in advance of the June decrease that the banks did decrease their rates. And again, there's great value on the market right now, in particular for those who should look at the rates if they've improved their BER rating or if they're loan to value. So the mortgage versus the value of their property has decreased. There's some excellent rates available, but you need to get market-based advice and you need to do your research. Don't just accept the first rate offered by your lender because the market varies quite significantly.
But how difficult or easy is the process of switching mortgages? It seems to be a more common thing to do in the UK than in Ireland.
It certainly is. So in Ireland, we're slow to switch. And that really is because it's difficult for customers to really assess whether there's savings to be made. And they don't see the huge savings that are clearly there. So right now, the banks have reduced their document journeys and they've increased cashback or added cashback offerings to their mortgage switching packages. So that means it's easier to switch and it doesn't cost to switch. And the savings are huge by switching. For a standard mortgage holder with just under 310,000 owed on their mortgage, they can save up to €602 per month or a whopping €7,200 per annum. So certainly worth the time and effort to switch.
But that's about to fix or not to fix is one of the dilemmas that homeowners have every few years. How best do you calculate it? I mean, you suggested earlier on independent advice is probably the best way.
Certainly is. There is up to 10 lenders on the market at the moment. So by looking at your own lender, by looking at the rates they have to offer, you're missing out on what 90% of the market has to offer. Many mortgage holders were sitting on variable rates, particularly in the first quarter, because it was much anticipated that rates would decrease. Mm-hmm. And they have done so. Rates starting from 3.6% are certainly very strong. There's green rates starting from 3.45%. Pre-2022, rates were sub 2%. And it's very unlikely that rates will drop back to that level. So it is a good time now, if you're on a variable rate or assessing options, to look, but make sure you get market-based advice. Make sure you research your options before you lock into another fixed rate.
Martina Hennessy, Chief Executive of Doddle.ie, thank you very much for joining us.